In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So in 2017, Presbytera, Nicholas, Vasilia, and myself, we all had the blessing to go to Greece for about 3 weeks. We did not take our youngest, our little Lucia, because she was quite small at that time. So she stayed home and had her own little vacation with her yaya and her papu. Now, while we were in Greece, the two older ones had a wonderful time. They learned a lot about their culture, and they were able to go on many different adventures. Now, some of those adventures were welcomed, and some of them were not. Now, on one of those days where we had an unwelcomed adventure, it happened at the subway system near where we were staying in Piraeus. Each morning, my Uncle George, my dad's brother, would wake up and he would take us to the subway, and we would go and we would look around Athens. Now, on this particular day, when we arrived, Nicholas said he had to use the restroom. So I took him up to the restroom while Presbytera and Vasilia went down to wait for the train. When we arrived, I saw Presbytera kind of waving her arms at me, and I heard Vasilia yelling, "The train, the train." So Nicholas and I took off running, and we ran down to get on the train. As we arrived, I went for the first door, but then changed my mind and went for a second door. And as I did that, I confused Nicholas. And all of a sudden, I got on the train, and he did not. All of a sudden, the door is closed. And now I understand what it means when people say it felt as though every ounce of blood had drained out of my body as I watched my terrified little son's face as the doors closed and the train went off without him. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? So as I was reaching to pull on that emergency cord, the people on the train, of course, stopped me and they said, "Sir, sir, we're almost to the next stop. You'll be back to him in 5 minutes." And as we were having this conversation, my phone rings. I forgot that just before we left for Greece, we had given Nicholas a cell phone. And he called me on his cell phone. Of course, he was terrified. And I told him, "Sit tight, we'll be there in 5 minutes. And it really was 5 minutes, although it felt like it was 5 hours. Now, there were many different concerns that I had going through my mind in those few minutes that we didn't have him with us. But one of the biggest concerns that I had was this issue of language. How was my little boy going to communicate to people in a foreign country what he needed? How was he going to communicate to people that he was lost? Now, hopefully, a police officer and one of the employees at the subway, maybe they spoke English. But what if they didn't? What was he going to do? See, our ability to communicate our needs, our concerns, our worries, is imperative. Communication adds to our ability to be able to help others, but also to be able to be helped when we're in need. Be able to communicate effectively is also that thing which binds us. It is something that can unite us, or if we communicate ineffectively, it can be something that can divide us. Today is the great feast of Pentecost. It's a great day in the life of the church. It's a day that first and foremost reminds us of the church's beginning. When the apostles received great power from the Holy Spirit, when they began to communicate the message of the gospel to all people. A day that showed where true unity is to be found. Today, as we look around our world, we see there is a great need of real, effective communication and real, true unity as well. So let us consider the Holy Spirit and how it can assist us as we move forward. So our reading this morning comes to us from the book of Acts, and it is the retelling of the day of Pentecost. The disciples and apostles were gathered together on the Jewish feast of Pentecost. Now, for the ancient Jews, this celebration was one of a few different things that they celebrated. First, they celebrated the first fruits from the harvest. It was also a time that they remembered when Moses came down with the tablets of the law, which happened 50 days after the Passover. And they also are remembering. They also are remembering when water flowed from a rock when they were in the desert. So it was a great celebration. So people from all over the empire came to celebrate this feast. And that's why you had so many different people and so many people who were speaking different languages as well. So the reading says that they were all together in that upper room. We can assume it's the same upper room where our Lord instituted the Eucharist, the same upper room where he appeared to them after the resurrection. And now something else amazing is going to happen in that same room. But for it to happen, they had to be together. And their oneness was about to be made perfect. Because this is one of the great points. The Spirit is that which unites and makes us one. This is the day that the church under Christ began. And it began with great power as well. The scripture tells us, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire distributed and resting upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Here we have the prophecy coming true of what St. John the Baptist had said, that Christ would baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit came, gave them power, and granting them the ability to unite. How? By being able to communicate the gospel, the good news of Christ, to all people. Now you may remember another story that had to do with language from the Old Testament, and that is the story of the Tower of Babel. There man was united. They all spoke in one language and they tried to build this magnificent tower, but the mistake was that they were united in becoming God without God. It was purely an act of pride. It was an act that would in the end never give true and never give lasting unity. Unfortunately, this is what we see too often in the society we live in, and sometimes this happens to us as well. There are times that we build our own towers that make us feel that we are looking down on others, towers that make us feel more superior to the other, towers that do not unite, but towers that divide, towers that forget what God has done for me and all the many ways he has blessed me. We become so distant in these little towers that we have built that we are unable to communicate effectively anymore. It's almost like we're not even speaking the same language. These towers are pride, a pride that does not allow us to see where we are wrong and where God needs and must be inserted. But here's the thing. Pentecost is the exact opposite. In it, we see unity, true unity, because it is from God. The Holy Spirit was able to give them the ability to truly communicate. And what were they communicating? They communicated God's love. They communicated salvation, which is found in him. They communicated the good news that all are welcomed in Christ, that through his sacrifice, we all find a place in him and in his church. And we too, each of us, are to communicate this as well. We may not speak a bunch of different languages, but we are able to communicate these truths. There's a wonderful saint by the name of Saint Seraphim of Sarov, and I think he gives us a little bit of insight as to how we are to do this. Listen to what he says. He says, you cannot be too gentle, too kind. He says, shun even to appear harsh in your treatment of each other. Joy, radiant joy, streams from the face of him who gives kindness, and joy in the heart of him who receives. All condemnation from the devil, never condemn each other. Instead of condemning others, strive to reach inner peace. Keep silent, refrain from judgment. This will raise you above the deadly arrows of slander, insult, and outrage, and will shield your glowing hearts against all evil. Basically, Saint Seraphim is telling us of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And how do we get these? Well, this happens, again, through the very same Spirit that we are praying for today. Again, Saint Seraphim says, acquire the spirit of peace, and 1,000 souls around you will be saved. My friends and my family in Christ, as we look around our world today, we see the need to be able to communicate God's love. Reconciliation is truly one thing that is needed. There is much pain in the world that seems to be even more divided than usual. And there is one place and one spirit that can unite. Let us pray today, let us pray with all sincerity, that the Holy Spirit will speak peace to all of our hearts and to all of mankind. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.